You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
Ask1Radio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Twin Flames Live. I'm Mary Miller with Worker of Light Spiritual. Tonight, I want to do something a little bit different. Usually when I come on here, I'm teaching you about the twin flame journey, the separation, the runner and chaser dynamic, healing, surrender, soul recognition, and all the different experiences that come along with this type of connection. But tonight I want to be a little bit more vulnerable with you. Because I'm a twin flame coach, I'm also a person walking my own spiritual and twin flame journeys. And I think sometimes when we look at coaches, spiritual teachers, tarot readings, healers, or even people who seem further along in their twin flame journey, we can accidentally put them on a pedestal. We think they figured it out. They don't get triggered anymore. They don't get insecure. They've healed everything. And then when we struggle, we look at ourselves and wonder, what's wrong with me? Why haven't I reached that point yet? So tonight, I want to tell you something that I think is important to hear. I don't have everything figured out. I still have triggers. I still have insecurities. And sometimes I discover that something I thought I had completely healed still has another layer underneath it. Something happened recently in my own journey that made me confront that. You might be able to tell that I'm a little bit sad today, and that's where that's coming from. I'm going to keep the details private because obviously my twin flame is involved and his story and personal details are not mine to tell anybody else. But I can tell you about my part of it. And what happened is that I found myself reacting towards him from a place of insecurity in a way that I genuinely didn't expect. And afterwards, I was disappointed in myself because I thought, I've worked on this. I thought I had gotten better. Actually, I had gotten better. And that's what made it so confusing. I had been handling situations with him that once would have triggered me very differently than I have in the past. I could see the progress and I could feel the progress. So when I suddenly found myself reacting from that insecure place again, part of me thought, how am I back here? Did all of that healing mean nothing? And once I calmed down enough to really look at what had happened, I realized something. The trigger had changed, but the wound underneath it hadn't. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Sometimes we work really hard on one particular insecurity. Maybe you're jealous of another person. Maybe you compare yourself to your twin flame. Maybe you're afraid of abandonment. Maybe you need reassurance. Maybe separation makes you feel like you're not good enough. And eventually, that particular trigger stops controlling you as much. So you think, I healed it. And maybe you did heal part of it. But then something completely different happens, and suddenly you're experiencing the same emotional response all over again. And that's because sometimes we spend so much time healing the expression of the wound that we don't realize there's something deeper underneath it. Maybe the original problem wasn't jealousy. Maybe underneath the jealousy was, I'm afraid I'm not enough. Maybe the problem wasn't needing reassurance. Maybe underneath that was, I'm afraid I won't be chosen. Maybe the problem wasn't comparing yourself to your twin flame. maybe underneath that was, I believe I have to be as good as or better than this person in order to feel safe being completely seen by them. And if that deeper belief is still there, your mind can simply just find another thing to attach it to and another way to express it. And that's something I've had to recognize in myself recently. And I'm sharing that with you because I don't ever want somebody to listen to this show and think, Mary is a twin flame coach, so she must never struggle with any of these things, because I do. Being a coach does not mean that I have transcended being human. It means that I've learned from my experiences, I've studied these patterns, I've developed tools for navigating them, and I can use what I've learned to help others. But I'm still learning too. And I actually think there's something dangerous about the idea that people have that spiritual growth eventually makes us immune to our own humanity. We can start believing that if we're truly healed, we'll never get jealous, we'll never be afraid, we'll never feel insecure, we'll never become defensive, we'll never react badly or have any negative reactions to anything. And if one of those things does happen, we think we failed. But healing isn't necessarily that clean or that straightforward. Healing can also look like recognizing the pattern sooner. It can look like taking responsibility instead of blaming the other person. It can look like realizing, wow, I really did not handle that the way I wanted to or the way I should have. It can look like apologizing. It can look like giving somebody space instead of demanding that everything be resolved immediately. And sometimes healing looks like admitting, I don't actually know how to stop this pattern yet. And that last one can be terrifying because we want the answer, especially when we're on a twin flame journey. We want to be able to say, okay, I identified the wound. Now tell me what to do so I can heal it, fix the connection, reach union, and never have to experience this again. But sometimes recognizing the pattern is the next step. You don't have to solve everything in the same moment that you become aware of it. And there's another piece of this that I think is especially important in twin flame connections. Sometimes the person we feel the deepest connection with is also the person we're most terrified of being completely vulnerable with. And that sounds contradictory. You would think, if I love this person so deeply, shouldn't they be the safest person for me to show everything to? But sometimes it's exactly the opposite, because their opinion matters so much. Being seen by them feels higher stakes. If a stranger sees one of your insecurities, it may be easy to not care. If someone you deeply love sees it, suddenly that insecurity can feel enormous. You might want that person to see the strongest, most healed, most confident version of you. And when you see something that you wish you could hide, you may become defensive, or you may withdraw. You may chase reassurance. You may lash out. You may try to prove yourself. You may do almost anything except simply sit there and say, this is something I'm insecure about, and I'm terrified that you're going to think less of me because of it. And that's where the deeper work begins. Not in becoming perfect enough that there's nothing left for them to see, but in learning that you don't have to be perfect to be worthy of being seen. But in learning that you don't have to be perfect. And I want to make another distinction tonight. Understanding why you reacted a certain way doesn't automatically make the reaction okay. That's something I'm reminding myself of too. There's a difference between an explanation and an excuse. Understanding the wound helps us figure out what needs healing, but we're so responsible for what we do with that wound. If our fear causes us to hurt somebody, understanding where the fear came from doesn't erase the impact. We can have compassion for ourselves while also saying, I don't want to keep doing this. And maybe you've had that experience. Maybe you've promised yourself, I will never react that way again. And then months later, you did. I want you to know that doesn't mean you're hopeless, but it might mean that instead of making another promise, it's time to become curious about the pattern. Ask yourself, what was I actually afraid of in that moment? What did I believe the other person's reaction would mean about me? What was I desperately trying to protect? Was I trying to protect the connection, or was I trying to protect my ego from feeling exposed? And here's a really important one. What could I do differently the next time I feel that first wave of activation, of feeling triggered before it becomes a reaction? Because eventually, healing has to move beyond understanding what happened after the fact. We have to learn to recognize it while it's happening. And that's something I'm still working on too. And I think it's okay for me to tell you that. I don't believe my job as a coach is to stand above you and pretend that I've mastered every aspect of being human. I definitely struggle, and I definitely still have issues with my twin flame. A few minutes ago, you probably heard me mess up on what I wanted to say and repeat something a second time because I forgot where I was. And the reason is because I know my twin flame watches my shows, and I'm afraid to mess up in front of him. And so sometimes that makes me mess up in front of him anyway. So my job is not to pretend that I've mastered everything, because I haven't. My job is to walk beside you with everything I've learned from my own journey and help you recognize things that can be incredibly difficult to see when you're standing inside of them. Sometimes I'm teaching you something I've already walked through, and sometimes I'm teaching you something that life is reminding me of right now. So if you've recently had a setback, if an old trigger resurfaced, if you reacted in a way you're embarrassed about, if you're sitting there thinking, I thought I was more healed than this, don't throw away all the progress you've made. Look deeper. Maybe you're not back at the beginning. Maybe you've simply reached another layer. Healing isn't proven by never getting triggered again. Sometimes healing is recognizing the pattern sooner, taking responsibility for it and choosing differently the next time it appears. And sometimes the most powerful thing we can say is, I still have work to do. I know I certainly do. And that's okay. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable with you tonight. And if you're struggling with your own twin flame journey, remember that you don't have to have everything figured out today. Pay attention to what your triggers are trying to show you, not just about your twin flame, but about you. Because ultimately, that's where so much of this journey leads us, back to ourselves. I'm Mary Miller with Worker of Light Spiritual, and this has been Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. Have a wonderful rest of your day or night, wherever you are in the world, and I will see you next week.